Late last week, I had the opportunity to meet Squadron Leader Damien Gilchrist, a former fighter pilot who is now doing balloons. Yes, the RAF balloon is making its way up the Queensland coast for a very special weekend in Townsville of the 15th and 16th of October, the 150th anniversary. Last Thursday morning, they took off from around West Leeds Club and sort of landed out near Farley. And on Friday morning, I went down to Queen's Park to meet Squadron Leader Gilchrist and Flight Lieutenant Gary Maxwell to find out what they might be doing on the Friday morning. I also took with me my dad's logbook. Pretty proud of me, old dad. He's still cruising around through southwest Western Australia towing his caravan with Faye, but he trained as a fighter pilot in the RAF. And the logbook contains things like the early training days in Scotland before they went across to America and Terrell to train there. Both gentlemen found the logbook very, very interesting and were going through looking at bits and pieces with aircraft changes and so on and so forth. Well, on Friday, it came up a bit windy, so instead of being able to put the balloon in the air, they did what they call a walkthrough. That is, taking an old balloon and blowing it up to about 60%, where people could walk through and feel the texture and stand in the basket and so on. Then on Saturday morning, the great news, the balloon could be put in the air. This was not the new generation balloon shaped like the head of a fighter pilot. It was the older style RAF balloon that's much easier to tether. And I spoke to Squadron Leader Gilchrist about what might happen on the day, and also about himself and the trip to Townsville and what might be happening there on the 15th and 16th of October. Good morning, Damien.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. The weather's perfect. Still holding out at the moment. The guys have been down there since about 7, and I believe they've had a good crowd through already. So if people would like to head on down to Queen's Park, they'll get a chance to operate in the balloon. We're probably going to be out of gas within the next hour, but if they're quick, they might get lucky.
What height will you be going up to?
Around about 20 metres, held down by ropes. So it's enough to see over the tops of the trees and have a look at Mackay from a great vantage point.
On Friday morning, I got the chance to speak to Squadron Leader Gilchrist about the new generation balloon and where they go to after Mackay. And this is a promotion for the RAF, isn't it? I mean, the actual shape of the balloon is something spectacular, and I think this is the first time people in Queensland are getting a chance to see this.
Yeah, so those who were up early yesterday got to see what we call the next generation balloon, which is in the shape of a pilot's helmet.
Yep.
So we're pretty proud of that.
So you're here today. What's your movements? Because I think you're still here tomorrow, then off for Townsville, is it?
Yeah, so Townsville, park the balloon in the shed for a week, and then come back on after the long weekend for a tour around Hughenden, Charters Towers, Ingham, Air, and back into Townsville for the 150th anniversary air show, which is on Saturday the 15th of October. Yeah, and then Sunday the 16th, there's a large open day at Townsville base itself. So anybody who's in the region and feels like a weekend in Townsville or even for the day, pop up. The base will be open. Everything on display, right from the Air Force's newest acquisitions down to our oldest, the balloon.
Tell me about what you've done, because obviously you've been in the RAF for quite a while. What did you do before you got into this?
Look, I'm a fast jet pilot by trade. That's my original calling. Done a lot of different things since then. That's pretty much the story of a RAF career, is diversity. You'll find yourself in all sorts of different places. It's back out in the community now with an asset that just starts a conversation about what it's like to be in the RAF.
To finish it then, fast jet pilot, you're doing this. I mean, throw your mind back to the, I don't know who the human being was who looked up and saw that bird or pterodactyl in the sky and thought, I want to do that. And of course, then we had Da Vinci and all those great drawings, and we'd have seen people throwing themselves off cliffs and bad results, and then the Italians and the French and the Americans and Wright brothers who came up with this concept of air flowing across a wing to create lift. Well, before that, there was something about if you could get hot air which rises and put it in a balloon and put a little basket down there. It hasn't changed that much, has it, really?
No. They're from the original paper bag manufacturers who were throwing away paper bags up the chimney one day and decided that they could do that on a large scale.
Yep.
Here we are. Well, I mean, modern plastics and modern materials, but by and large, a pretty the same concept. You make the air hot enough, it'll rise and it'll take whatever it's got with you.
So if you're in those regions that Damien talked about, keep an eye open. Not only may you see the balloon, but perhaps get a chance to go in it yourself.